All right, welcome to our pre-show here for this Wednesday. Today we have a kind of an interesting thing we're going to do. We have Bud Dickman interviewing Ed Elcott at the Blue Moon Motel. A rather candid interview. Dr. Elcott knows he's being recorded, but he thinks it's going to be liberally edited later on. And so it's Dr. Elcott like you've never heard him before. Then we have Bob Green, who will be on to address some grievances that he has that, he wants to people to know that Bob's Meat is a new store. All this double entendre with the stupid, with Ted Bell and Bob Green is reaching some pretty ridiculous heights. His store is called Bob's Meat, and he's got a new TV commercial out where, yes, he does step out from an alley and begin striding down the street wearing chaps right at you, saying, it's the Gulf of Bob's Meat. That's the other thing. He's renaming it the Gulf of Bob's Meat. And if you come up and say you'd like to jump into the Gulf of Bob's Meat, you will get half off on all of his steaks and shit. So let me see something here, man. Because I did post that on... I did post it on Facebook. Where is it here? Okay, here. Let me see. Because I thought it was kind of funny at the time. I sort of thought it was funny at the time. Yeah, it's got a little bit of love. Let's see what people are saying here about Bob. I'm striding and wearing chaps. Meat envy. Love it, but not Bob's Greenland. Very funny. Bob's Canal. Bob Green. For fun and to throw some great promotion the way of our great new specialty store, Bob's Meat, home of USDA prime cut steaks, chops, poultry, and fish. We are officially renaming it. You ready? The Gulf of Bob's Meat. Come on down and say hi today. Yeah. Anyway, all right, cool. Look at this. Bush beer was created to spite Major League Baseball. Augie Bush was told by he couldn't name their ballpark Budweiser Stadium. He got approval to name it after his family in that order. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Bush Stadium came about because they couldn't name it Budweiser Stadium? That's fucking bullshit. I'm going to look that shit up. And when I find out that it's bullshit, then I'm going to name you, man, the guy on Facebook that put this post up. 90% of the posts on Facebook are bullshit. You realize that. I hope you do. 90% of the shit claiming this happened, that happened. Supposedly there's some big feud between Gracie Hunt, who is the heiress of the Kansas City Chiefs' fortune, and Tom Brady. I can find no mention of it anywhere except on the bullshit Facebook sites and threads. In other words, it doesn't exist anywhere except on social media. So it's bullshit, as far as I'm concerned. Somebody tell me, what is this fucking feud she's having with Tom Brady? Like, I give a shit. I could give a fuck, but hey, now I'm starting to sound like Dr. Elcott. Okay, why don't we just get into the show? This is the pre-show. By the way, here's the very first, when I was a sophomore in high school, this was an actual top 40 hit. It introduced me, and I liked it immediately. How could you not like it immediately? It introduced me to, are we... queued up, Led Zeppelin. This is the song. Yeah. Yeah. Good times, bad times, you know it. So that was the song that America, the American teenager of the 1968, that was the song that we heard that introduced us to Led Zeppelin. That was the release from the album that was the single. That's what they used to do in those days. All right, what's our single? And I'm sure Led Zeppelin said, that's it. Good times, bad times. This is a good song. It was a hit. I don't know where it charted in terms of top 40 hits, but I became a fan when I heard it. And then I went out and got the first album, which is still my favorite Led Zeppelin album. I guess it shows you that I'm just an old school asshole. I loved Led Zeppelin's take on the blues. And that was a pretty blue. I think the first album was blues, I would say. And it was metal blues. Now, who knew what metal was in those days? It was the first time we ever heard any band that approached heavy metal was Led Zeppelin. Black Sabbath was still a year away. And so... And the album had a lot of blues on it. You Shook Me, I Can't Quit You, Baby. I don't know other songs were on there, but at least they approached the blues. So there it is, Led Zeppelin. And that's still my favorite album. The rest of the Led Zeppelin albums. I don't know. Anyway, okay, so let's do it. Let's get to this show.